One and two and three and four and...
Hey baby, this is me and the other speaker. This first time through is unmuted, so you're just playing the chords, which are E as in Edward, A as in Apple, and B as in Boy. So we're back to the E again. B as in Boy, A as in Apple, E as in Edward. Second time through. So if you noticed, I started muting the strings with my right hand. This is the palm mute, so the palm kind of goes right against the bridge of the guitar each time you strike the thing. Notice how it makes it a lot more percussive and makes it a lot more strong. It's kind of paradox, right? You mute the strings and it sounds louder. There's the A. Back to the E. And the turnaround up to the B. Start again, E. Okay, the next time through, I'm going to start what they call a shuffle rhythm, which is just to put the note down on the second string, two notes above where the note normally is, so you're putting the other finger down, kind of every other beat. You don't have to do this, but when you feel like you're getting bored, you should start trying. Called a shuffle rhythm, and the thing that makes it the shuffle is this extra little note. So I did that extra little shuffle on the bass. That's the second and third, or no, I'm sorry, the third and fourth fret on the bass, which you can hit with your, I don't know, middle finger as you're playing. I'm going to do that a little bit more in a couple times. Here's the bass shuffle. And do the same thing on the A chord. It's exactly the same pattern, just one string up. Some people do it on that B too, but I don't know really how, so I don't do it. Combining the two shuffle patterns I just did before, and now it actually sounds kind of like the blues, right? Okay, I'm going back to the straight chord progression, just so you can practice a little more. What happens is all those shuffles, you can put them in if you want. You don't have to. It doesn't really change the thing. The important thing is the beat, the part that goes like this. But that part's what's important, because that's what the soloist is going to listen to if they're playing solos over this, or if there was a singer. talking just so you can hear my voice. You can always turn down this speaker.